Joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line from the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, Grant Loomis, as we're taking a look at the Sumitomo closure yesterday and the impact on Western New York. Grant, thanks for joining us this morning at the partnership. Were you as taken aback, stunned at this move as everybody else was?
Good morning, Brian. Look, it was a gut punch. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Any way you slice it, losing this many jobs in the region hurts. And it's going to reverberate within the economy, I think, for some time.
You know, we're hearing this morning, Grant, that Sumitomo may have violated the WARN Act, the federal and state provisions, by not providing advance notice. Does the partnership get involved with that in any way?
No, that's not a role we play, and in all candor, the company was not engaged with the partnership in any meaningful way. What we are hearing from reporting over the last 24 hours or so is that the company really did not send any signals externally that this was coming, and so this really did, as you're indicating, catch everyone by surprise. There was evidently no outreach to government partners or anyone else that, A, they were experiencing some type of trouble, financial or other, at the facility, and that they would be signaling a closure. So, again, people are reacting to not great news, but not much detail as to the why. We do know that obviously the facility is owned by a Japanese company. To the best of my knowledge, it's their only facility in the United States. We know that they had a shutdown not that long ago that lasted for a bit of time, and there was some speculation as to why that shutdown occurred. But I think all of us are sort of operating in an information information deficit as it relates to the reasons why for all of this and the timing.
You know, there was a time, you know, back in the 80s, around there, where plant closures like this were kind of the norm in Buffalo. But in more recent years, it seemed like there's been some stability and maybe even more jobs coming online. This is a big blow to that idea, though. How do you view the state of manufacturing and the ability of that business to work in Western New York?
Well, this is not great news, but I do think we have to look at the bigger picture. So first of all, when it comes to the men and women who work at that facility who are now unfortunately out of a job, there is hope that they will be able to land other well-paying, high-quality positions in the region. The manufacturers that the Buffalo Niagara Partnership works with, to a member, all of them have open positions that they cannot fill today. So there is a need in the community from existing employers to have people with the kind of skill set that we're working at this facility. Second, I would say there clearly has been a lot of, I think, very valid investment in the Buffalo Niagara manufacturing sector from state government, from local entities, to a degree, the federal government. And that all has been a way to signal not only the foundational role that manufacturing played in our past, but the vital role that it must play in our future. And I think the federal government awarding our region, along with Rochester and Syracuse just recently, a tech hub designation and the funding with that as it relates to the semiconductor industry, is a big shot in the arm to say manufacturing is vital here, and it can even be more of an economic engine with the proper supports. But I do think it underscores, without knowing the why, as we talked about, we don't know why they're shutting down. But I think it does indicate, even in the absence of the detail, the necessity of our region and New York State in general to be as competitive as possible, because that is the only way we're going to be able to help manufacturers grow and ideally attract companies into our region and the jobs and tax revenue that comes from that investment. And look at any study that's out there. New York State is not nearly as competitive as it should be compared to other places.
Yeah.
So I'm not suggesting that there are things that should have been done to keep the plant open, because, again, we don't know the why. But in general, I think it is a necessary reminder that as a region and as a state, we have to become more competitive from a tax and regulatory standpoint.
Yeah, on that point, Grant, I mean, this is a huge property we're talking about here where Sumitomo is in Tonawanda. And, you know, New York State is known not to be a business-friendly state, right, when it comes to manufacturing.
Well, certainly New York State has a lot of ground to make up as it relates to becoming more competitive to other states in the nation. We see where those large manufacturing investments typically go. And they go to places with lower taxes and a far less regulatory business environment. That's a fact. And New York State has gone for the last many years in the wrong direction. Having said that, I am optimistic that the manufacturing base in Western New York is solid, is strong, and as I said, there are manufacturers in this community right now who are growing or who could be doing more if they had more readily available workers. We know that people are aging out of these types of positions, and despite some really solid efforts, not as many young people are coming into the field. And so these workers who will be impacted or who are impacted by this closure, unfortunately, hopefully will be able to find other high quality jobs in the region. And I'm optimistic that the efforts, the collective efforts that the public and private sector are making to really invest in our manufacturing sector will not be overshadowed by this news.
Well, we appreciate the time, Grant, and thank you. And I'm sure we'll be talking again soon as we continue to assess the fallout here and what that job market looks like. Grant Loomis is with the Buffalo Niagara Partnership.